days of the war. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. That's the warning from the leader of Ukraine as new cities get bombarded by Russian troops.
A grim warning from Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. He says the Battle of Donbas is currently underway, signaling a new phase of this war. Now, the focus will be in the east. That's where Russian-backed separatists have been fighting with Ukrainian forces for the past 8 years. Moscow has even recognized portions of the Donbas as two separate independent republics. However, President Zelensky has long vowed to not give up an inch of Ukrainian territory, a point he emphasized tonight.
Fox's Jeff Paul in Lviv. Zelensky said in his daily video address, no matter how many Russian troops are there, we will fight. President Biden will call allies tomorrow to talk about the crisis in Ukraine, including on how to coordinate holding Russia accountable. That's according to a statement from the White House. A Biden administration official says a mask mandate on public transportation will not be enforced at airports after a ruling from a federal judge earlier today.
U.S. District Judge Catherine Kimball Mizell said in her ruling that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention went beyond its authority to issue the mandate, even if its aim was to serve the public good.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. JetBlue and Southwest Airlines are now saying masks will be optional for crew members and customers, while the MTA, which runs railroads and buses in New York City, says the mask mandate there will remain in place. Authorities in South Carolina say they have arrested a second man in connection with Saturday's shooting inside a shopping mall. Marquise Love Robinson was taken into custody overnight, and authorities say they're looking for a third suspect. Nine people were shot, another six injured at the Columbiana Center Mall in Columbia. Police say they don't think the shooting was a random attack. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
COVID cases are going up again, including in the Big Apple.
New York City's COVID risk level has been upgraded to a medium risk alert by the CDC, with five city neighborhoods seeing positivity rates over 10%. City health officials are urging anyone who spent time in large groups over the holiday weekend to get a COVID test. The current spike in cases is driven largely by the new Omicron subvariant BA2, which as of Wednesday accounted for a little more than 80% of the nation's cases and more than 86% of the city's. Masking is encouraged by city health officials, but not required, like it is in nearby Philadelphia. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
The Supreme Court is declining to hear a lawsuit filed by four New York City public school employees over a policy that they be vaccinated against COVID-19. And Justice Sonia Sotomayor had also rejected an emergency request that the policy be put on hold. A report sheds light on states with the best resources for working mothers.
According to personal finance website WalletHub, Massachusetts is the year's best state for working mothers, followed by Connecticut, Rhode Island, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, South Carolina, and Idaho ranked among the worst states for working moms. Further report, WalletHub comparing state dynamics across 17 metrics, including child care costs, daycare quality, parental leave policies, pediatricians per capita, and the gender pay gap. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
For the first time since 2019, the Easter egg roll was back at the White House this morning. President Biden addressed the visitors.
Welcome to the White House. Welcome to your house. Welcome to the South Lawn. Thank you and happy, happy Easter.
First Lady Dr. Jill Biden dubbed this year's theme Eggducation as children had a chance to check out a reading nook and an activity area. I'm Lisa Lacera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.